Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a feared ground offensive. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Shamas.
Less than a month before Hamas fighters blew through Israel's Iron Wall in an attack that would leave more than 1,200 Israelis dead, they practiced in a very public dress rehearsal. A two-minute propaganda video posted to social media by Hamas on September 12th shows fighters using explosives to blast through a replica of the border gate, sweep in and move, and then move building by building through a reconstruction of an Israeli town, firing weapons at human-shaped paper targets. While Israel was clearly caught flat-footed by Hamas's ability to breach its Gaza defenses, the group appears to have hidden its extensive preparations for the deadly assault in plain sight. Thousands of Jordanians took to the streets of downtown Amman on Friday in a show of solidarity with Gaza. Tens of thousands of protesters demonstrated in countries in the Middle East and beyond on Friday in support of Palestinians and condemnation of Israel as it intensified its strikes on Gaza in retaliation for the Hamas assault on Israel. Pro-Palestinian rallies were also planned in Rome, Munich, Istanbul, Belgrade, and other cities. This is VOA News. Republican Representative Steve Scalise dropped his bid to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives late Thursday after failing to secure enough votes to win election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Despite winning a narrow majority of Republican votes Wednesday to become the Speaker nominee, Scalise could not secure a 217-vote majority, with all Democrats expected to vote against him. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who was removed from power last week, lost only 8 Republican votes and has also not ruled himself out of being re-elected Speaker. Many Republican critics said Scalise is no different from McCarthy and would not negotiate the spending cuts they want. The other Republican candidate for Speaker, conservative Jim Jordan, had called for an end to the debate and threw his support to Scalise. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The White House says that North Korea has delivered more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Friday the U.S. believes Kim is seeking sophisticated Russian weapons technologies in return for the munitions to boost North Korea's military. A senior executive at U.S.-based Ford Motors said Thursday the automaker is, quote, at the limit of what it can spend on higher wages and benefits for the United Auto Workers. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The stoppage escalated sharply this week when the United Auto Workers Union ordered a walkout at the firm's Kentucky truck plant. That is Ford's most profitable factory, accounting for about a sixth of its revenue. It makes big SUVs that are among some of the company's top-earning products. Ford says the Kentucky stoppage could push its supply chain towards collapse. And it says the strike may just slash profits and end up harming workers. But UAW boss Sean Fain insists Ford and other big automakers can do better than the current offer of pay rises of up to 23%.
Our strike is working, but we're not there yet.
The IOC says Russian athletes can be directly invited to next year's Paris Games. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach commented on the issue a day after the Russian Olympic Committee was suspended for violating the territorial integrity of its Ukrainian counterpart by unilaterally adding sports councils in 4 occupied regions as members. Isolating Russian Olympic officials won't affect the process of evaluating individuals to compete in Paris as neutral athletes. Bach says, quote, these will be direct invitations, which we will manage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.